Thanks, Dr. Fleck, for being here with us today.
You're welcome, Aaron.
First thing I want to talk about from last night's school board meeting is the public input session that was held about the potential move to the South Central Conference. A lot of coaches in attendance supporting the move, and there's also a parent who said that he would be against it in terms of distance from Des Moines, but understands, too, it could be great for participation, which is what the coaches were saying as well. So kind of talk a little bit about that and talk about what the next step would be for the school board in approaching this decision.
Aaron, even though there weren't a lot of people who spoke last night at the board meeting, I thought that the points that they made were very relevant to our situation and to the potential, at least, for changing conferences. You know, I think coaches are concerned, and rightly so, about the differences in enrollment. You know, we have Norwalk, Dallas Center, and Grimes coming in next year. We also have Newton, Pella, schools, Oskaloosa, schools that are significantly larger than us, schools that are getting a lot more kids out for activities than we are. As far as the socioeconomic situation of those communities, it's quite different than it is for Knoxville. So I think those coaches are sincere in their efforts to want to build winning programs and also to provide programs that allow their students to compete on a level playing field with other schools in a conference, whatever that conference may be. On the other hand, you do have the issue of travel. You know, we do have a lot of parents who work in the Des Moines area, and especially for those who have children in the middle school or on junior varsity teams, it is much easier, more convenient for them to leave Des Moines and go to a game, say in Norwalk or Dallas Center Grimes or back in Knoxville, as opposed to traveling maybe to Davis County or Centerville. So those things have to be considered too. As far as the next step, I think we really need to wait a little bit. I think we need to make our intentions known to the South Central Conference schools, you know, late this winter or early spring. I don't think it's anything that we can do before the fall of 2014. Our schedules are made for next year, so we would have to make sure that we honored our obligations for those schedules. Another point that was made up by a board member was, you know, how about other activities? Because a conference is not only athletics, it's also the fine arts. A couple years ago, when the across-the-board cut was implemented, the South Central Conference dropped its vocal and instrumental music festivals. Those are something that they always had before and are, of course, held in the Little Hawkeye Conference. And if we were to switch conferences, we would want to make sure that those were reintroduced to give those opportunities for our students in those programs. So there's a lot to think about. I don't think there's a timeline here necessarily. I wouldn't mind seeing, you know, what happens next year with the Little Hawkeye. I also think that down the road, at least, maybe not in the immediate future, but down the road, you know, Dallas Center, Grimes, and Norwalk may be looking at moving to 4A conferences, so that might change things too.
All right, moving on from that, we'll talk a little bit about some of the construction issues going on. I know there's a little bit of a delay on the track opening now again. Also, what's going on with the auditorium as well? We got a pretty big date coming up in October.
Yeah, the auditorium is going, I think, pretty well. It's hard for people to see progress because everything's going on underground or at ground level. But the footings and foundation work is going very well now. Probably next week, the week of October 1st, we'll see some concrete block being laid. And then about October 15th, we're hoping for the precast concrete walls to start being installed. So when things go up, when things are moving vertically, people get a lot more excited. As far as the track, yeah, after the first day of rubber installation, before the rubber was set, somebody or some people got on the track with bicycles and put some tracks cut into the rubber and really damaged the rubber at the north end of the track. Unfortunately, the track wasn't properly secured by the contractor, so we're having a little discussion as to what the remedy for that is, and the board is very adamant that, you know, we're paying for a new track, we want that new track to be perfect, and if it was the contractor's fault that track was not secured, then it needs to be fixed. So we're moving on with that.
So that track, it's not going to be open then by the end of this month then?
Oh no, you know, at the earliest I would expect it to be open October 15th, but I'm not sure if this will be settled by then.
All right. Finally, kind of on a lighter note, it is homecoming week in Knoxville, and of course, all sorts of activities going on throughout the school district. And obviously, it's just kind of an awesome time for Knoxville to kind of, you know, show the pride, show the spirit, kind of get the alumni involved in that sort of thing. So it should be a good week for everyone involved.
Yeah, homecoming is always, I think, exciting and fun for our students. You know, at the different buildings, they have their dress-up days. Our food service department has a magnificent tailgate party on Friday where we grill burgers for everybody in the school district. It's exciting for our alumni as well. I know since the Alumni Association has got organized, I think their celebrations and their events, dances and so forth, have got bigger and bigger, and I think that's great for the community.
All right, anything else you'd like to add today?
No, just want everybody to be careful.
Careful during homecoming, we'll remember.
That's right.
All right, thanks very much, Dr. Fleck.
You're welcome, Aaron.